My name's Greg Matheson. After the Aquarius Festival, a bunch of worker ants who were involved with some of the food distribution during the festival started up a food cooperative, and the old butter factory building, which had a cool room, we thought that would be a good idea to have to store the fruit and veg and things like that for bush supplies.
This huge concrete and marble building had been the centre of the dairy industry, which had thrived in Nimbin.
There was only one remaining cool room and everything else was derelicted.
Before everything turned to beef and then everything turned to dust, which was when we all arrived.
And the policeman at the time, Bob Marsh, ran a pet food business where if you'd be sitting in the main street of town talking to some of the locals, you'd look out and see the trailer come through piled up with wallabies, and they'd go off down to the bush factory cool room and be processed into pet food.
A year or two after the festival, Terry McGee turned his attention to this disused, huge, concrete, cool building.
And it was too good a facility to see unutilised, and especially it was underutilised as a pet food factory.
Terry McGee thought that it would be a good centre for an umbrella organisation which he would call Bush Co-op.
Bush Cooperative was dreamed up to be a cooperative of work groups where people would have an outlet for some enterprise that they could generate work and an income.
The very first enterprise was the collection and delivery of food.
It was a cooperative of cooperatives, yeah.
Beans, pulses and stuff that hippies like to eat.
Bush supplies, bush media and possibly bush mechanics were the first hyperactive workers who'd generate enough money to live.
We were establishing a whole new paradigm in every area of our lives, not just food, but things.
Probably it was because there just wasn't that much happening to start with. We had to create the culture.
And entertainment was an incredibly important part of it.
Bush media at the time, it became Bush Theatre and another group, Bush Design.
Who published the Summerland Times.
And this was a new monthly magazine for the entire Northern Rivers, not just Nimbin. Bob Craven was the editor and Trish Strange, Bob described as the best stone editor he'd ever known, and I was lucky enough to be brought on board as a journalist.
And then Bush Tracks came along with their enterprise.
I think Paul Joseph and Terry McGee had the idea of having a recording studio overlooking the stage of Bush Theatre so live recordings could be done.
And at this time, it's got to be remembered that there was no such thing as tourism.
We wanted to provide affordable recording for the North Coast. We did that, but we never really managed to pay ourselves very much. It was a labour of love for me, 23 years, and for Dave Hyatt for about another 8 years after that.
It wasn't something where you were catering to inquisitive visitors. Everything that was being done was catering to a local market. Basically, the essentials of life, that was the whole idea. I mean, people eat, people read, people sing and dance.
And at the Bush Factory, one of the major things that brought it to life was performances of the rock opera by The Who, Tommy, and everyone in town was in the company.
That was the environment that the factory was catering to.
And that was followed by Terry McGee, who founded the Bush Co-op, and Tuntable Falls, and Blue Springs, and Billing Cliffs. As a Bush lawyer, he had become the first new settler councillor on Lismore City Council.
Our first hippie representative.
And informed by the experiences he had on council, he wrote the rock opera Bush Dreams, which was about how hard it can be if you arrive with some new ideas in a place and you want to buy a plot of land, but you want more than six people to live on it, and you don't want six kitchens, and you want to do it all a different way. This put into song and music all of those dilemmas and how they might be resolved. We wanted to change the way things were to suit us better, to suit a gentler lifestyle that we created for ourselves. The reason we'd all left wherever we'd been before and come to Nimbin in the first place was to do something new and see if we could. And we damn well could.